I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, June 1. Coming up, Prime Minister tours St. Andrew legacy projects, government committed to data-driven decision-making process, and DPP's office to be upgraded. The news in detail after the break.
Hey, Derek, may I run for a doctor but fill a prescription and me no know when me a come back?
Then, Chuchu, you know on a smartphone?
Of course!
Then, my girl, just download the NHF Quick Prescript app to your smartphone, use it to send in the prescription to DrugServe, and then we'll alert you when the prescription ready and you just go pick it up.
Now, that I go save time.
Fill your prescription with just a click. Use the NHF Quick Prescript.
For patients in the public health system.
NHF Quick Prescript.
NHF, your partner for healthy living.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the legacy projects being carried out under the Major Infrastructure Development Programme are forerunners to future developments. He says all the projects have similar features and are all significant in scope, adding that they are being created for future generations.
In this area, greater investments can be made for housing, because now, with the infrastructure in place, both to carry motor vehicles, to carry water, to carry sewage and telecommunications, we can have greater density for housing. We can have also more commercial activities.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking in Barbican after touring four of the five legacy projects in St. Andrew on Friday. The projects toured include Constant Spring, Mandela Highway, 3 miles, and Barbican. The fifth project, the improved 2.3-kilometer six-lane Marcus Garvey Drive, was opened by Mr. Holness in October 2017. Some $170 million is being spent by the government on the projects combined. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging motorists to be reasonable and courteous when using the upgraded roadways to ensure the improvements can benefit all road users. Mr. Holness says citizens have a responsibility to conduct themselves well on the roads to promote seamless operations.
The infrastructure is built with the reasonable man in mind. If people decide to be unreasonable, then it frustrates the investment. If people decide to park at intersections where there are stoplights to impede traffic, then may as well we didn't make the investment in the new roadway. If people decide to cross the road wherever they feel like without using the appropriate areas designated for crossing, then may as well we didn't make the investment. So it is a two-way street. It's not just the government that must improve its standard, but us as citizens, we have a duty also.
144 persons have died in road crashes since the start of the year. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck has announced that the capacity of the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, is to be bolstered this fiscal year. This as allocations have been made for the office to receive infrastructural improvements as well as additional staff. Additionally, Mr. Chuck says the Office of the DPP will soon be responsible for all prosecutors in the court system, including clerks of the court.
So you have one major prosecutorial arm in Jamaica, controlling all the courts of Jamaica. The prosecutorial arm of the justice system will further be strengthened with additional training, more personnel, and better terms and conditions of service.
Mr. Chuck was making his contribution to the 2018-19 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives recently. And Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the government is committed to a data-driven approach to decision-making. Dr. Wheatley notes that government data is being made available to citizens in order to enable them to have an input in decisions impacting the country. He adds that this is the reason an open data portal was launched in 2016, which enables free and easy access to government information online. Jamaica is the first country in the English-speaking Caribbean to have such an innovation.
We believe in data-driven decisions. And as such, we want to ensure that we engage our citizens in such a way so that they can assist the government in making informed decisions, use data that the government collects or that we possess to become more innovators, more than just mere consumers of technology or whatever field that they are in.
Dr. Wheatley was addressing the closing ceremony for a three-day open data literacy boot camp at the Mona School of Business and Management, University of the West Indies, on Wednesday. The open data literacy boot camp aimed to equip participants with basic data literacy skills. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.